97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I'm guessing most of you remember when former ESPN reporter Sam Ponder was fired last August.
Yes.
Remember that?
I remember us talking about that.
And really what it came down to, it seemed like, was a post that she had made. It was really a tweet. And it was when that guy, Imani Khalif, or however you say his name, was boxing a woman. And
yes,
the woman, remember,
had
dropped to her knees at one point and was saying, this is ridiculous. And so Ponder had posted a tweet saying, XY equals male, XX equals female. And that was just a few weeks before she ended up getting fired. Well, she went on Sage Steele's podcast yesterday and opened up about her firing for the very first time. And she was saying that, I just read to you, in a matter of weeks after tweeting some of these things about trans athletes, she got a text or something and said, hey, can you jump on a really quick call with this person and this person? And she said that one of them was the boss she never met with. And so the writing was on the wall. She said it was very obvious that was exactly what they were going to be discussing. So, of course, she did end up getting fired. And so I want to play a little bit of this conversation that she had with Sage, because she doesn't think that was the only reason that she was fired from ESPN.
I do not believe, nor have I ever believed, that I was solely fired for this. I think the model of my career at that point, of only working Sundays in the fall on Countdown, was not what ESPN wanted, and they felt like they were paying me too much money to do just one thing. And I had turned down opportunities in the past to work more and do more because of the season of life I'm in. Like, I got three little kids, and I'm not giving up that time with them for any opportunity. So I had been really clear on my boundaries with work. So I really don't think me losing my job was solely because of that, but the timing of it almost certainly was. And I was told after the fact, privately, that most people at the top of the company did agree with me on this issue, but that there is
the trans issue.
Yes, but that there is a loud activist group at Disney, and they were not happy with me.
And there it is.
There it is,
so
right at the
Disney,
end.
Disney, the ownership group, is really who was upset about everything. Because when you look at studies that talk about where the country is on this trans issue as far as biological men competing with women, it's like 85% of people. So clearly quite a few liberals agree that biological men should not be competing with biological women.
And the truest test to that is we happen to know somebody who's pretty liberal, who used to be a swimmer, who privately confided that they were deeply offended by allowing men to swim against women, but they couldn't express that in their circle of friends for fear of being basically shut out in the academic world. So this is a very personal issue for most people. Even if their lefty loony friends don't want to admit it, there are many, many people who privately understand men should not compete against women.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't. No matter how politically correct you think it might be, it robs our daughters of the ability to excel after years of hard work in a sport.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting that she says she doesn't think that was solely the reason. Now, this article on OutKick says the network was paying Ponder more than $1 million a year to appear on air fewer than 20 days a year. Now, when you're paying someone that much money, I'd love to make that much money. When you're paying someone that much, I can understand that you'd expect them to be a little bit more plugged in. But to her credit, she says, look, I have a young family. She has three kids. I think it's like 10 or 12 is her oldest, down to, I don't even know, probably four. I'm probably just a little bit older than my son, Easton. I get that. I mean, when you want to prioritize your family and raising them, I respect the fact that she said, look, I'm not willing to cave on this. Now, I don't think that's old. I think the nail in the coffin was the tweet. And I think she agrees that was probably the nail in the coffin, but maybe they had already been frustrated by her working hours.
Good for her, though. I mean, look, she's in good company.
Mm-hmm.
Sage Steele basically left that company, Disney, for the same reason. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Yeah, from what
now,
I remember.
Now, Sam Ponder, you've got a bunch of people who have disassociated themselves from Disney and ESPN because of the loony left that runs Disney that exerts their influence. Guess what else they own? ABC News.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that influence filters down to media coverage on the news side, you're smoking something.
Oh, absolutely. You played the clip earlier from the president of PBS, and she had the audacity to say, I look at our programming, and, you know, we have, earlier in the clip, she said, we have Daniel Tiger. That's just an educational show for kids. Now, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Daniel Tiger, so I don't know if there's any sort of, like, wokeism in it.
Of course
there
is.
But you look at other programming on PBS and the things you hear on NPR, and it's not like every single thing that's on there is liberal. I get that. But there's enough on there that we shouldn't be spending any of our taxpayer dollars to support that. I don't understand why they can't, just like KMOV and Fox 2 and KSDK, every other station, I don't understand why they can't generate revenue from advertising. And I had somebody on my Facebook when I post that say, well, you know, that then can create a conflict of interest, and then they're slaves to them. Well, to his point, I said, I disagree with him. However, obviously, when you look at the number of commercials, like from Big Pharma, all these vaccines and drugs that they've come out with, that can have an impact. And I will be the first to tell you that, because I wanted to talk about the adverse reaction from the COVID shot. And my boss at KMOV was making it extremely difficult. Oh, yeah, you can do it, Kim. But it was like, oh, but you have to do this, 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 this. And I'm like, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to do that. And I think ultimately he was trying to make it where it was very near impossible for me to be able to. He could say, yes, I allowed her to do it, but it was going to be very hard for me to do
so. Right, but they can't make the argument that when they were getting public money, they weren't biased, but if they were getting commercial money, they would be biased. Are you, I mean, how can you make that argument?
Well, I just think we shouldn't be funding them with tax dollars.
Tax dollars should not be involved in it. And if they're doing solid work, they'll be able to get the kind of ads and sponsorships that they need to run a commercial radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cutthroat world out there, right? I mean, when I worked at Channel 4, and clearly the lines are blurred now, and I always go back to the Channel 4 example because it's where I spent 20 years of my life. And I didn't spend 20 years of my life at Channel 2 or Channel 5, so I don't know how things were run over there. But I remember when they first floated the idea of having a weather segment sponsored by an advertiser where the anchor would actually have to say the words, this weather brought to you by the newsroom was exasperated. Like, we couldn't believe they were about to cross that line. Like, we were on the first floor, the sales department was on the second floor. Ne'er the two shall meet. Like, you knew who the salespeople were, but they weren't out there selling you to do private endorsements or personal endorsements or any of that stuff, because as a news organization, you're supposed to keep yourself separate from that. Now you can't watch any newscast in America that's not sponsored by this segment, sponsored by weather brought to you by a car dealership or I mean, whoever it happens to be. Now, so what happens? The question there for these journalists is, as you know, what happens if you have to go out and report some negative news on that car dealership?
I remember
it's a challenge.
Oh, it is. I remember having those discussions in the newsroom. And just like you said, when they were announcing that, I think it was some car dealership that was sponsoring the weather car. I forget what they call it over at Channel 4. But if there were like two drops of rain falling from the sky, they get in the weather vehicle and drive around and tell people, you know, if it's raining and what their commute will look like and all these things. Even though we had traffic, we had to also be out in the road telling them as a reporter, and that was sponsored. And I remember we were all concerned about that because, you know, does this pose some sort of a conflict if there is some negative press about them? We have cover it.
You're right. Yeah, that it's a point. I mean, they're a great day show over there. It's a sales show.
Absolutely.
Everything on it just about is sponsored.
Yeah. That's
and the
different.
People that are on it are, but they don't
hide
fool
that.
You about that.
Right.
They don't hide that.
Mm-hmm.
And NPR can go out and get some local, you know, Left Bank Books or something to buy advertising with them if they love them that much. And in the commercial breaks, you'll hear, a commercial for Left Bank Books. That doesn't mean that the news anchor is biased for left wing, even though we know they are, PBS and NPR. Doesn't mean they're biased for them. They're just getting ad revenue because that particular company chooses to support them. And they can, if we can do it, they can do it. And I couldn't be happier about that. But back to the Sam Ponder thing, good for her for speaking out. Mm-hmm. And good for, you know, it's great to have options. If you could work one day a week and make enough money to support your family, you'd do it too.
$1 million, right? Absolutely. Working 20 days a year. I think most of us would say, yeah, sign me up.
Good for her.
Love that.
Yeah. That's great. I would agree with that. I would agree with that completely. That's I'm going to have to go back and listen to that interview. I did not hear the full interview with her at all.
Get more at 971talk.com.